This is Jack White with the third of a Monday morning message series that we're recording with a friend of mine by the name of Swede Nyberg. His real name is Emil. He's from Astoria, Oregon, and has had some very good experience and good results in rebuilding a couple of clubs that were sort of down at the heels. Are you there, Swede?
You betcha.
All right. Last time we were talking about how you actually brought the members in after you had prepared the club to get ready for new members. Now we've got the members in. I think you said you had were 38 in August when you held a membership event and brought in a dozen more. So you're up to 48 now. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. Now, how do you keep those 48 and keep them from going out the back door?
Making a new member feel important, needed, and special.
How do you do that?
The first thing we do is a real good orientation. I print up a booklet with their name on the cover, along with one of our major projects. When leaders are welcoming and clear in their direction to members, the climate is enhanced in a positive manner. After the orientation, we give them a membership booklet with their name and information on it. This is to make them feel important.
I have seen those and send them back. Would you be willing to send PDF files with those booklets in it to people that may hear this if they would like to see what it is? I thought you're... new member orientation booklet particularly was outstanding. And would you send those to people?
They can email me and request it at emilnyberg@msn.com.
All right, that's Emil Nyberg, Nyberg, written together at MSN as MicrosoftNetwork.com. Okay.
Right.
And if anybody has trouble with that, contact me and I can get in touch with him. All right, now you got the orientation book, and how about a membership certificate?
Right, and then at the induction, we give them a framed membership certificate. You know, I've been at clubs where they were inducting a new member and they say, this certificate is suitable for framing.
Yeah.
Why not frame it? It costs you $3.
You don't have a custom frame. You go down Walmart or someplace and buy a frame. Is that it?
Right. And then we challenge them to bring in a new member within the first 6 months.
Now, do you remind them of that challenge or just sort of let it go by?
Every couple weeks.
Oh, okay. Stay after them. Sound like a good plan so far. What happens next to try to keep people from going out the back door?
We get them to volunteer for a committee of their choice and try to get them in a leadership role. Especially the younger ones, they don't want their time wasted. So we try and give them something to do right away.
I see. You've told them what the club's about, and you get them to work right away. Is there anything more to it?
It's almost that simple. And there are 8 simple rules to retain members, no matter what organization you belong to. Would you like to hear them?
Tell us what they are.
Okay. One is make them know they're needed. That's a sense of belonging. 2, to have leaders listen to their ideas. Again, a sense of belonging. 3, to have real purpose so they know their contributions are valuable. 4, to help make rules they will follow. 5,
and
to know
what is... Let me stop you there. What type of rules are you talking about?
These are rules for membership to make that person know they are needed, wanted, and desired to be and... that we need them to help us.
Okay. Go ahead. Number 5.
Number 5, to know what is expected of them. If you keep them in the dark, they will stay there until they drop out of your club. So
what type of things do you think they need to know?
They need to know what we're doing. Like, I like to call it tooting my own horn or tooting our own horn. And then pretty soon people will start honking it for you. But anyway... Hey, if you keep them informed, like we've got this project going on, and we got Christmas tree sales coming up. We need you to help us. We need you to help us build a stand. We need you, but just keeping it informed, we're raffling off a cruise for two to Alaska from Seattle. We need you to help us raise funds for a Christmas party for all the foster children in Clatsop County.
Right.
And be sure to attend that party.
It's fairly easy for ones that are there. How about the ones that don't show up? How do you get the word out to them?
You better have a good newsletter. get them. And I do call them every once in a while. And even our ill members, like we've got a member that joined our club in 1945 that is very ill at the moment. And I check on him every few days, make sure that he's doing okay.
Okay,
let him know
fine.
That we miss him.
Good. Number six.
Number six, to have challenging responsibilities that are within their capabilities.
Go ahead.
And, number seven, to be kept informed. That's a good newsletter. That's, we talked about that already.
Are yours
and
on
then,
paper or digital or both?
Both ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's your last number eight suggestion?
And number eight is feedback. Responding to their ideas lets them know they are being heard. Like I had a new member come up to me when I was president of a club in Mansfield, Texas, and he says, "Hey, sweet, I got an idea. Let's start a Challenger Baseball League." I said, "What are you talking about, Scott?" And he says, "A baseball league for handicapped kids that never get to play baseball." So we did that and put on a demonstration game at a chamber function, and we had 75% of the Star Telegram coverage. They were writing about a chamber function, and the Qantas Club got all the news out of it. And
the fellow who gave you that idea was 10 feet tall because he knew you listened to him, right?
Right.
Well, what do you consider to be a what do you consider to be a member? We got to wind this up now.
Okay. Yeah, a member is your most valuable asset. As with material assets, you have to take care of them. To do that, we need to find out what their motivation is. If you were to ask me how do you motivate a member, I would have to say you do not. A good member leader needs to identify those motivations and then help each member achieve a sense of satisfaction and belonging.
That sounds like something, if everyone will listen to this, go back and listen to it from the beginning again with your pen out and take these down, or send me a note and I'll send you a copy of this outline we have. Thank you, Sweet Nyberg. It's been wonderful talking to you these last 3 weeks. You've done a great job on the West Coast. We'll try to use some of these techniques to build up the Capital District. For your district growth team, this is Jack White. Thank you for listening.